What the Washington Post did today, headline-wise, was a disgrace. This is the headline. Marty Schottenheimer, NFL coach whose teams wilted in postseason, dies at 77. Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously. Marty Schottenheimer in his career won more than 200 games. I believe he's eighth all-time in victories in the history of the National Football League. It is true he never got a chance to be a head coach in the Super Bowl, that he had opportunities, all true. But my goodness, the people that thought the world of him, the success that he had, putting his teams in a position to try and get there, right? And that's your headline? Marty Schottenheimer, NFL coach whose teams wilted in the postseason, dies at 77. Under the banner of the Washington Post, democracy dies in darkness. That's your headline? That's about, that is, okay. Obituaries are not the spot for cheap shots. That is a disgrace. As for Marty Schottenheimer, everybody, I never had the privilege of meeting him, so I don't think I was even remotely close to being in the same room as him. But the more you read about him, that everybody thought the world of him. I mean, thought the world of him. And I think that... he was out of Canonsburg. Played with the Bills, by the way, during the when they won the AFL championship in 65. Played with the Bills and the Patriots. He coached the Browns, the Chiefs, Washington, and the Chargers. Now, his time at Washington wasn't the greatest. But 21 seasons as an NFL coach. He won 200 games. He lost 126. He got into the playoffs 13 times in 21 years. Got the two AFC championship games with the Browns. He got the one AFC championship game with the Chiefs. And then he led the Chargers to a 14-2 record in 2006. Lost to the Patriots in the AFC divisional round, and they fired him. He never coached again in the NFL. He actually coached 1 year in the United Football League with the Virginia Destroyers. And they, by the way, they won the championship. That's the one he wins. But he played at Pitt, played for the Bills. AFL All-Star in 65 when the Bills won the AFL title. And supposedly, along the way, the number of people that thought the world of him. Look, he wanted to run the ball. Control the clock, play great defense, not turn the ball over. Well, you know what? I always thought Marty Schottenheimer was a great coach, always. There are a lot of people that haven't won or gotten to big games before that were great coaches. He was one of them. I see headlines like that, and I say to myself, the humanities major that wrote that needs to find another job. Because obviously, they don't have the heart for the job. That's wrong. That's just wrong.